Let's now take a look at how temperature can affect economic growth in developing nations. The most reliable result we've found so far indicates that for poor countries, a 1 degree centigrade rise in temperature lowers growth in that year by about 1.3 percentage points. The same study indicates that for rich countries, there's actually no negative effect from having a higher temperature in that year. Here's the picture for wealthy countries. On the horizontal axis, we have change in temperature, and on the vertical axis, we have change in economic growth. And as you can see, it's pretty scattershot, hard to find a clear correlation. Again, that's for rich countries. For poorer countries, again, the horizontal axis is change in temperature, the vertical axis is change in growth, and what we see is that higher temperatures are correlated with lower growth rates. You can see the negative slope of the line here. If you're wondering, by the way, the temperature effects on growth are about 10 times stronger than any possible rainfall effects on growth once we adjust for temperature. What is the mechanism for how a higher temperature may lower the rate of economic growth? A lot of it seems to work through agriculture. For instance, if we look at a temperature that in a year is 1 degree centigrade higher, what we find is the rate of growth of agricultural output on average is losing 2.66 percentage points. In wealthy countries, again, there isn't much of an effect of temperature on agricultural growth. It could be the wealthier countries have hardier crops, or they're just in general more able to protect crops against bad weather. What's interesting about the results, however, is that higher temperatures also lower rates of growth of industrial output in developing nations. And when we say industry, we don't just mean here inputs into agriculture, but rather industries which would appear to be more or less independent of agriculture. We don't know why this is. It could simply be that bad agricultural results translate into negative results for the economy more generally by setting off a negative business cycle. But again, we don't know. We also see in the data that higher temperatures tend to be correlated with political instability. This could bring negative long-run effects for economic growth above and beyond the effects of the higher temperature in that very same year. One lesson of this study is that higher temperatures really do seem to matter for economic growth. Another lesson is that if a society can become wealthier, it is much more protected against those negative effects. Finally, a word of caution is in order, that in general, this study is considering particular increases in temperature, and those may be different results from an ongoing and permanent increase in temperature. On one hand, the ongoing and permanent increase could make matters worse, but there's also the possibility that when it's an ongoing and permanent increase, there's some degree of human adaptation to that higher temperature. But be very careful. Don't confuse the effects of the particular individual increases in temperature as being the same as the effects of a permanent increase in temperature. Sometimes in economics, this point is called the Lucas critique. The source for the data and results of this video is this paper available online. I would stress that research in this area is ongoing.